Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Genoa Township Board of Trustees reorganizational meeting of January 5th, 2023. Roll call, Mr. Antonetti.
Here.
Ms. Vaughn.
Here.
Ms. Goodman.
Here.
I'm Pat Myers, Fiscal Officer, called the meeting to order. We have Russ Jabali, our Deputy Police Chief here, Linda Greco, Director of Human Resources, Steve Gamble, our Police Chief, Bob Matthews, Director of Roads, Buildings and Grounds, Joe Ponzi, Fire Chief, Joe Schaefer, Director of Zoning and Development, Paul Wise, our Township Administrator, are all here. Leslie Strader is with us on audio. At this time, I'd like to ask the nomination for chairperson for the Board of Trustees.
I'll move to nominate Mark Antonetti as chairperson.
I'll second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Wait a minute. I wasn't expecting that. So I appreciate the nomination, but I'm not sure that I'm ready. I'm not sure how I do this. I think I need at least another year. And the time commitment, I just think I would, I think I need more time.
What do we do about that?
I would have that happen.
Okay. We could vote.
I think you would withdraw and renominate.
All right. I'll withdraw my nomination.
I make a motion to nominate Renee Vaughn as chairperson, retain as chairperson.
I'll second it.
Discussion.
Okay. what do I say to that?
Roll call, Mr. Antonetti.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Also like to ask nomination for vice chairperson.
I'll try it again. I'll move to nominate Mark Antonetti as vice chairperson.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, Ms. Goodman.
Okay with that.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Mr. Antonetti.
Yes.
This time I will turn the meeting over to the chairperson. Ms. Vaughn.
Okay, so at this time, I'll ask our fiscal officer, Pat Meyer, will you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll move now to public comment. We have a lengthy meeting, and we have quite a few people in the audience, so we'll skip to that first.
Trustees.
Do you want me to lower that?
Oh. And fiscal officer, my name is Sarah Walsh, and I live at 5618 Austin Grove Drive. I served as a 2022 president, and Frank Michelle serves as a 2023 president of the Genoa Township Citizen Police Academy Alumni Association. This nonprofit association was created to support the Genoa Township Police Department and the Genoa Township community. The association voted unanimously at our last meeting in 2022 to donate to the Genoa Township Police Department for the care and support of our new therapy dog, Maverick. And on behalf of our membership, I would like to present you with this $250 check.
Very nice.
Awesome.
I'm going to make a motion here in a minute, but the dog is steering the thunder. So we do have therapy dog Maverick here. So I'll move to graciously accept a donation from the Genoa Township's Citizens Police Academy in the amount of $250 for the, what do you call it?
Therapy dog.
Therapy dog, thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
From the,
Genoa Township Citizens Police Academy
Alumni Association. I know, I knew somebody should have wrote that down because that is a lengthy, thank you, term. So I'll, do I have to second your amendment?
I seconded. Well, no.
No, we're good.
Okay. I call that a clarification.
Okay.
In
perfect.
My book.
All right. Discussion?
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Motion carries. Thank you very much for the generous donation. We appreciate it. And for the attendance here this evening. Anybody else for public comment? If you come up to the microphone, we'd like for you to state your name and address for the record.
Good evening. My name is Bob Mattis. I live at 5094 St. Andrews Drive, and just west of the community park, kind of in the valley there. I've been a resident there since 1992, and so when I moved in, I was the last house the street ended at my house. And it's been a great community to raise three kids, and for any Genoa Police Department representatives that were around at that time, you may be familiar with my wife. She was the one who stood at the end of the driveway while the kids played in the driveway and rolled tennis balls into the street to stop cars from eventually when it opened up from speeding through. And that was effective, but it took a lot of time, very time consuming. So we've seen a lot of history in the last 30 years with that road eventually going through to Highland Lakes. And I think the community, and we were very involved in that, really petitioned to have a stop sign placed there. And so we have a lot of history, and we're quite pleased that the stop sign has been effective for many years. We were quite dismayed when we heard that the stop sign was going to be removed for whatever reason. I don't want to get into that. But to the point where I walked around all the residents of St. Andrews Drive and the Circle and to let them know about that, and to put together a citizen's petition. So I'm going to present citizen's petition tonight. It has 93 signatures on it. These are all people that live on St. Andrews Drive or on the Circle and have requested that the stop sign remain intact and to do whatever necessary to make it an official stop sign. Because without it, it only become more of a major thoroughfare. We've seen a lot of high volume traffic come through, particularly during times of construction. And certainly, you know, with just a lot of people cutting through both at the morning commute and the evening commute. So I don't know who I should present this to, but there are 93 signatures requesting that it stay put.
Okay, you can hand it to me.
Okay.
He's going around. Yeah, our Pat. We'll get it. Thank you.
Thank you. So thank you for your time and your consideration for keeping it there. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Mike Neal. I live at 5225 St. Andrews Drive, which is two houses up the hill from that stop sign. So all of you are hopefully aware, we have one of the bigger hills in central Ohio right in the middle of that street. And our house happens to be configured such that the kitchen's in the front. So I get a really good view of the traffic going by there every time I'm in the kitchen eating or what have you. Over the years, I've lived there since 2011, so we've been there 11 years. And I see, you know, a number of people that are, you know, generally close to the 25. See a lot of people that are like 30, 35, and they see people that are well beyond that. In December there was 3 weeks in a row that I just happened to be out front there and notice somebody coming through there easily at 50. No question. Needless to say, they did not stop for that stop sign or anything else. But you've got a lot of kids that live right around that intersection. Some of them little. There's one, where Frazier comes out to St. Andrews, you go straight across into a driveway. That house has a toddler. All the houses around the intersection there, they've all got kids, daughters. There's a whole group of girls that live there, got their own little gang and whatever. That's a big safety issue. All the kids playing around there. There's people, we don't have any sidewalks, as you know. People ride their bikes, walk, jog, what have you, up and down there, walk their dogs, whatever, past there. It's a big safety issue. If we don't have some way of controlling things there, since you can't get the people off the street because there's no sidewalks, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have somebody injured or worse. So while the county engineer could say, okay, we're going to take out that stop sign because it's not legal, and okay, great, we've done our job, we've complied with the state codes, they haven't done anything for safety of people. And that's what's more important than, you know, whether that stop sign meets all the codes or not. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Cody Ford. I also live on St. Andrews Drive at 5148. I've been there about 5 years now. And I'm one of the fathers of one of the daughters that Mike was talking about that lives in the family there. My daughter's 11. She's part of that little gang of girls that hangs out there. And there's tons of kids in the neighborhood. But yeah, I just wanted to reinforce our importance and need to either keep the stop sign or find a solution that's going to help. It seems like the county's made a decision of what they recommend, but I don't know how much, you know, leverage the township has, whether to keep that or whatnot. But I just wanted to reinforce the importance of that because, you know, I live right there on the other side of the park, and, you know, every time I mow my yard, people are driving through there 35, 45 miles an hour, rolling through the stop sign, some people blowing through there. So it is an issue. I know I've had, there's been some Facebook posts from the police chief that having to do with that. I've made some comments there. So I would like to see more police presence on that area also. I know I see a police cruiser sometimes in the morning when the middle school kids are getting on the bus, but the rest of the time, I don't see a lot of presence there. So I think that would certainly help deter some of the speeding and the stop signs running. But I appreciate the board looking into this, and appreciate everyone coming tonight for that. So thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Richard Reno, Dick Reno, 4884 St. Andrews Circle. I'm the president of the Pine Lake South Homeowners Association. We have 117 homes in our association, and I've lived there for 33 years, fifth house in the whole subdivision. Nice place to live. Our kids are all gone, so we didn't have to raise them there. But we understand that the township has made a commitment that the sign will stay there until a solution's resolved. That's what we've been told, and we hope that's true. I Googled traffic slowing down on yesterday. There's all kinds of methods of slowing down traffic, and I'm sure Mr. Gephardt knows all about that. So there are solutions, and we're hoping that... Sorry. I put that on... what do you call it? I'm sorry, folks. That was not supposed to happen. Now I am in trouble. Oh, jeez. I'll make this quick. The board wrote a letter, and you all have a copy of it, I'm sure, to Paul Wise. And We're for keeping the sign until solutions found for it. And we're confident that Delaware County and the township will come up with a solution that's satisfactory to slow down the traffic. I make a point of going 25 or less, and there's always cars behind me. I mean, they're just having a fit. Who's this old buzzard that's, slowing down my traffic? And I'm Italian, so is Paul. And if you ask an Italian what are speed limits for, they say suggestions. And that's about how it is. And nobody, hardly anybody pays attention to the speed limit. And living here a long time, you can take my word for it. We hope you come up, help us get a solution to the problem. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Trustee Vaughn, if you want, I could have Lieutenant McMillan talk a little bit about our traffic speed enforcement.
Sure.
At some point. Yeah, I know we've done a considerable amount on St. Andrews.
Yep. We will want to finish public comment and then we'll, that's fine.
Hello, guys. My name is Rick Wieland. I'm at 9500 Britton Woods Drive. And I wanted to come here tonight to follow up with a couple issues I've had going on with you guys before. The first one is our road there in Britton Woods Drive. And recently we had a snowplow truck from the township try to turn around back at the dead end area up there. And he backed off the roadway of the pavement and sunk right down in the mud because there's no berm and stuff around the road. And I believe they had to get another vehicle to tow him out of there. So we need to get this thing addressed or whatever. I know it's been going on and I've talked to you guys before about it. I don't want it to be strung out. I'd like to see what we have to do. If we have to get the county involved here, if we have to get some estimates on what's going to take to get this thing fixed up. And I know we had some stuff talked to Paul before as far as the developer up there building some houses where he was going to fix some stuff. Nothing's been done by him so far. People are still moving into the houses. He's developed and that type of business and stuff, and the road's still in disrepair in front of each of those houses. So if you guys can get back to me or whatever and stuff, I can leave you my phone number and that type of stuff. We can follow up and see what we have to do. But for the beginning of the year here or whatever and stuff, I don't want to go a whole nother year with this thing messing around or whatever and stuff. All the lining, all the striping and stuff on the pavement and stuff has almost disappeared or whatever and stuff up in there and stuff too. There's a lot of other issues and stuff as far as the, but the main one is the lack of, the way the road was put in, faulty by the county and stuff. Now we have to deal with it. So that's that issue there. I got another one I wanted to follow up as far as your zoning resolution, as far as what you guys are doing with that. Mm-hmm. If you're in the middle of stuff, still on stuff on that stuff, and when we're going to expect some closure on that stuff. I've got a couple customers. I'm in the building industry and stuff, and I got a couple customers interested in building some outbuildings and one's an attached building or whatever that might not come into play here, but they want to actually put like a guest bedroom and stuff in on top of a out accessory building type of a thing, which gets into some higher heights and stuff. And I know we've got some issues with the building heights as far as accessory buildings, and I think you guys are addressing that hopefully in the new resolution and stuff. I don't know who changed that during the years because it used to be a different code, 2-3 years ago or whatever and stuff, then it got changed or whatever. And hopefully it's going back to what it used to be or something better than what it was because we're having a lot of problems with it. So I'd like to find out a timeline or something on that type of stuff so I can see as far as planning for some development stuff in the future.
As far as the zoning resolution, we're in the process of working on density first. And once that's finished during the second round, we'll look into other things.
Okay.
But our priority is, I can't tell you how long that'll be. I think the goal is to, the minute we approve the density, whatever is decided, then we'll start the process over.
Okay. Who's working on that?
The zoning commission right now.
Zoning commission is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they have some public, do they have any meetings on that stuff at all?
Joe Schaefer would be able to, but I think the last I heard, they were planning on having a public comment either in January or February. On density.
Okay. What days do they hold their meetings? Do you know?
The next one is January 17th, Tuesday, the day after Martin Luther King Day.
Okay. All right. Well, then I can follow up with Joe if he knows that stuff or whatever stuff on
yep.
it. All right. All righty, and then I'll wait to hear back something on this road issue.
The last I heard from the road is the county had gotten confirmation from the developer that they would fix the road once the plan was complete.
Well, the developer's not going to fix the road. He's going to do a couple patchworks in front of some of the areas where he, you know, his equipment and subcontractors tore up the road. That's not going to fix the road, so to say. That's going to take care of a bunch of pothole areas and busted up pavement that's laying there because of his construction. So we need to go a little further than this.
For the township to accept the road.
Well, actually, he committed to fix the damages that he caused, which is the edge of the road. So the road doesn't need repaved or anything like that. It just needs
fixed. The berm needs fixed on the road. The whole berm has fallen off the whole road up there, Paul.
I think we discussed this the last time you came in that, yes, that will be done. The developer committed to the county. It's in writing from the county to the board. So it's not going to, we have to wait till the development's completed. There's no use fixing something that's going to be
broken. That's what we're having trouble with because.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, he has a lot at the end of the development or whatever that's not sold. There's no house built on it. And if it sits there another 5 years, we're not going to be able to wait another 5 years until the developer wants to fix the roads.
I'll reach out to the county and then get in touch with you.
Right. And like I said, this developer is not going to fix the roads. He's going to patch some stuff in front of the areas that he's damaged. There's more road damage up there than what the developer caused.
I'll talk to the engineer.
Yeah. All right.
Rick, I know I met with you out there. The developer, has his bond been released? You know?
Yeah, it's gone. They already pulled his bond, used it. They ran out of money, and now they're, you know, down the road. So, yeah, so he's history on as far as the bond goes and stuff, so.
All right, I'll reach out to the engineer's office for clarification, and then I can call you. I have your number.
All right, can you get back to me?
I'll be willing to do that too, if you'd be more comfortable.
Well, you're the engineer. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll be happy to.
Yeah, it hasn't got any better since you've been up there last time. In fact, it got worse or whatever. So we got.
Well, maybe we set something up between you and I. I got your contact information. We'll
sure.
Get them out.
That'd be great. Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
My name is Lindsay Gard. My address, 8198 Chateau Lane in Barrington Estates. I attended last month's trustee meeting and made public comment about the stop sign issue. I did request a response in writing to my questions, and I did not receive that. So I would again like to request a response in writing to those questions. The trustee comment afterward did not suffice and actually only left me with more questions. If it's required that I submit those questions in writing, I don't know if that's the requirement. I'm happy to do so. You have my address, but I will also leave my contact information, more contact information, so that I can be sure I can get those responses from you. I would again just like to reiterate my support for keeping the stop signs in place. I don't really have anything else to say that I didn't say last month, although I would like to make the recommendation to you, the trustees, you yourselves, please take your cars and drive these streets. And specifically in my neighborhood, I would request that you drive down Dunaway, approaching Springview, and let me know how comfortable you would feel turning left on Springview without a stop sign there with people coming down Springview out of Highland Lake, or out of Harvest Wind cutting through our neighborhood. There's a curve actually coming from both directions approaching that three-way stop. And I already know at Chateau in Springview, I hesitate every time I'm turning left because people are flying down Springview. So without a stop sign there, again, I know it's not necessarily to control speed, but I just am asking, you know, I would like to know how comfortable you would feel turning left with people coming around that curve, knowing that they no longer have to slow down for a stop sign or have any kind of stop. Because I certainly don't feel comfortable. I wouldn't feel comfortable turning left there. And I certainly will not feel comfortable sending my children across the street to go play at the park once the stop sign is removed. So give this to you, Pat.
Sure.
Thank you.
I would just also like to say on the topic of communication, I would also like to make the recommendation that when topics and issues like this arise, that communication is maybe a more specifically from the township itself and maybe not through personal email from different trustees that only go to people who have subscribed to those emails. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Paul Keene. I live at 6861 Spring Run Drive. I'm here just to comment about the thought of removing the stop signs. I know it's, I haven't heard what the final decision is yet on removing stop signs from Dunaway and Spring Run Drive, but I can tell you, I've lived in that development for 25 years, and if those stop signs get removed, wow, that is going to be a mess. Try pulling out of my driveway, okay, because there's a curve in the road, so when I come trying to pull out, I can't see who's coming in to Barrington Estates, okay? And if there's no stop sign down there, down at the further end at Dunaway, people are just going to blow right through it, especially people coming out of Harvest Wind. There's no stop sign there, and I try and pull out of my driveway. Before I know it, I'm going to have somebody in my trunk. It's really going to be a bad thing. I just want to kind of state that for the record. You know, if the decision is made to remove those stop signs, there's definitely going to be an accident. I have no doubt about it. I mean, I appreciate the fact that you've got the speed signs up there and really appreciate that. I hope it stays. It's done some good, but removing those stop signs, especially for me, for folks coming out of Harvest Wind, trying to get out of Barrington Estates, that's going to be an issue. Got just nothing to slow them down. So, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else?
My name is Rob McConathy. I live at 6874 Hillmar Drive. And I wanted to talk about the stop signs and a few other things. Before I get started, I'm thinking about what I wrote, and I want to apologize to the officers. I know that you're hard-pressed sometimes to get around to all the places. And I know it can be hard to get to all the places you need to be. In regards to removing the stop signs on Hillmar Drive, the first thing I'd like to say is that while the signs may have been put in place in opposition to state regulations, I don't know why there should be any rush to remove them. They've been in place for about 20 years with no negative consequence and a lot of positive results. I spoke with the Delaware County engineer who informed me that per state statute, in an 8-hour time period, there must be at least 300 cars on the main road and 200 cars entering from the side street to necessitate a stop sign. There's no mention of type or weight of vehicles, what times the 8 hours includes. It seems clear that the state statute needs to be amended to either include both morning and evening rush hours, or to account for larger vehicles like school buses and delivery vehicles, or to allow for exceptions like schools being located within a certain distance of the intersections in question. I can certainly reach out to our state representatives in an attempt to get the law amended, but I don't want to interfere with any efforts on your part. I read with interest the report that 22 stops were made on Mount Royal from May through September. Frankly, I applaud the bravery of reporting that number, as I find it ridiculously low. Per the Delaware County Engineer's study, there are at least 300 cars in an 8-hour period per day on Mount Royal. I suspect that number is much higher, but at 300 cars a day, that's 64,200 cars minimum in that time frame. There were 22 stops that were made, or 0.0003% of the 64,200 cars. I can tell you from experience on my frequent walks on and near Mount Royal, at least 10% of the cars exceed the speed limit by a significant amount, not to mention running stop signs and active crosswalks. Far more should be done in regards to traffic enforcement on Mount Royal and Hillmar Drive, and I'm wondering why more isn't done in regards to enforcing existing traffic laws. In regards to school buses, I think the kindest thing I can say is that the Westerville School Transportation Department is simply not interested in being a good neighbor. The buses weigh about 16 tons and start arriving on Hillmar at 7 a.m. They emit about the same noise level as a lawnmower, roughly 85 decibels, more when they're going faster. The feedback from the transportation department that the buses have GPS and when checked, the buses are not speeding, simply cannot be true. Either the GPS is not calibrated correctly, or I'll be blunt, the transportation department is lying or interpreting on their own what speeding is. All you have to do is watch them go by my house, and you can easily see buses that exceed the speed limit. I've asked Randy Snyder why the buses, at least the empty ones, can't be routed on Maxtown and Tussock, and his response is either the roads are public domain, they can drive where they want, or they would have to turn left into Central High School instead of right. He compared the buses to UPS trucks that follow the same logic. It's a convenient argument for him, but hardly a valid comparison. My own grandson was being driven to Alcott School this week, and the boy's father called in a complaint to the transportation department because a school bus tailgated him all the way to the school from Maxtown Road. My grandson stated to me that it scared him that the bus was following so close. Will there be any effort on the part of law enforcement to enforce the legal speed limit and safe driving practices of school bus drivers? There appears to be no effort now. There is a speed limit sign at Hillmar and Tussock. It also says that the speed will be strictly enforced, and it's not. What are the future plans for the traffic control and or speed mitigation on Hillmar Drive and Mount Royal? The police department has stated that excessive speed is the number one complaint in the township, yet little seems to be done about it. Can school buses be kept off of Hillmar Drive if they aren't required to be on Hillmar for pickups and drop-offs? Can we request that non-essential school traffic be kept off of Hillmar Drive? As a resident who is impacted by speeding and reckless drivers of all vehicles, I'm appalled by the lack of enforcement on the part of our police department. I'll wrap up by citing an example of effective enforcement. Drive west on Main Street from Cleveland Avenue. The speed limit is 25 miles per hour. You will see very few drivers exceeding the speed limit. And you know why? Because Westerville Police Department enforces the speed limit, and people who use the road know they enforce the speed limit. And I invite any of you to come by and sit on my front porch. Starting 7 o'clock in the morning or when school lets out, even at noon when kids are going out to fast food for restaurants, come on down. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Public comment?
Good evening. Carl Gebhardt, 6796 Regency Drive. First, I'd like to commend Bob, your crew, as usual, during our snow that we had and ice and all that nastiness. Also to the first responders. I know, Steve, I saw some of your folks out helping people out of the ditch. And, you know, that's why people love living here. Services you guys provide, I appreciate that. I see that on the agenda is the stop sign survey result discussion, and I appreciate the fact. I'll be interested to see how that turns out. I also hope that there's some discussion regarding the Attorney General's opinion that I spoke about. And Mark, you were mildly interested. I'll take that. And I appreciate your interest in that. I do have some other information relative to that. Granted, that has put the townships, I think, maybe even in an more awkward position because, AG's opinion is pretty significant, to be perfectly honest. It's not law, but it is better than what Paul Wise and I can come up with most of the time from our legal knowledge. I did talk with the county prosecutor in Summit County, and he was personally, he was surprised that the opinion came down the way it was, but he said, yes, in fact, the townships can install on township roads traffic control devices, of which a stop sign wouldn't be included. I also have the minutes from the meeting, and that was where that was done, and it not only was a stop sign, but there were no left turn signal or signs and other signs that have been erected. I talked to the administrator in Copley Township, and she advised me that, yes, it is was done. It was done in a residential area. The concern I expressed about our law enforcement, our police being concerned about being able to enforce because they allegedly were improperly installed. She said that since the township took action, they did approve that, the installation of the stop signs, which also meet the other criteria within the traffic control manual or the manual that the county engineer goes by, that they have traditionally have issued warnings for people who do go through those stop signs. Now, because they're in residential areas, it's usually the same people that they find going through those stop signs. So after about two or three times warnings, they do get cited. But they aren't out just writing tickets for people going through these signs. So, but she said, since those signs have been put up and since the tickets and warnings have been written, they have had no court challenges by any of the residents regarding that. So it may not be perfect, but I hope we don't let good get in the way of perfect. I think it does provide an avenue that is worth investigating. And like the gentleman said before, maybe there are some changes that need to be made in statute, not only with this, but I think Paul and I had talked about, I mean, when you look at the township's section of the Ohio Revised Code, it's antiquated. And when you're trying to deal with 1,300 townships in Ohio, all of which have different factors, different populations, issues, it's hard to make a cookie-cutter statute to fit all of these townships. So maybe there does need to be some revisions made to that, and maybe our new state representative can focus on some policy issues and get some of that made. In closing, I just encourage you to continue to look at options. These are traffic control devices. The speed issue is a separate issue. Yes, there are alternatives, but I think the alternative that is there now, the stop sign, is good, and maybe in some situations there are some added devices, maybe crosswalk signs, signals, whatever, that could be instituted or implemented that would even add to the safety of some of those neighborhoods. So anyhow, I conclude, and I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, seeing none, we'll close public comment. Lieutenant McMillan, would you like to come up and address some of the speed enforcement?
Evening, Board. So the chief asked me to come up since it's been brought up a couple of times tonight to talk about our directed patrol programs, because how we try to go about tracking complaints and monitoring data for speed enforcement when necessary. What I'm going to talk about tonight is separate from our standard patrols. The officers are out on patrol for their shift, and as part of their duties, it's to do neighborhood patrols. But what we try to do and what we do do is, depending on where we're getting complaints, and we get them via phone, and the website has a place where people can file complaints, and compile that data to determine when and where some of these complaints coming in. And then what we'll do to try to mitigate that and monitor it is, we do have our speed electronic measuring devices, the electronic signs that you hear people talk about. We'll put them up, which is also monitored and through the internet. So we get real-time data, live data coming back to us, and it'll tell us the average speed overall for an hour and a 24-hour period. So it breaks it down between hourly and 24 hours. High speed for that hour, the amount of traffic per hour, and it'll do that same thing for 24-hour periods. So we'll try to use that to help us determine, along with the complaints, when and where do we need to be and have the officers come in. And then what we'll do on a separate data tracking is, the officers are required to do directed patrol, neighborhood patrol, every day of their shift. Again, that's outside of their normal patrols. The officers will go there. We ask them to go for an hour, but we know that calls come in, higher priorities come in, so they have to leave. So we'll tell them anything less than a half hour does not count as a directed patrol. So they go there for 10 minutes and say, well, I didn't see any cars speeding, they're not allowed to count that. They've got to be there for at least a half hour. They monitor, once again, rough number, the amount of cars they see, the high speeds, and then their stops. So when we give out data on Mount Royal, that over the past X number of months, we've made 22 stops, that's based on what the officers are observing. So they'll put down there their high speeds, the amount of speeds, and then they'll make their stops, and then they'll decide warning or citation. We keep that tracked. Once again, it's an internet tracking device. We do that. We compile it monthly, annually, and that helps us track where it is. It's not perfect, but that's what we're doing to do that. So I log in, plus the road sergeants log in several times a month, and we'll look and see if St. Andrews is not getting worked, or Hillmar, or all the Genoa Farms. There's all kinds of them. And if we see that there one seems to be neglected, we'll shoot out an email to the road supervisors, and we'll ask them to be in there. So generally speaking, they all get worked multiple times a month along with their normal neighborhood patrols. So that's some of the stuff that we do try to do to help mitigate and track some of the complaints that we're getting.
Very good. Thank you.
I just want to add the overall picture. First, I fully understand the concerns and complaints of all the residents that spoke. It really comes down to a numbers issue. Typically, we have 3 to 4 officers out on patrol to patrol the 21 square miles of the township. And they're taking calls for service. They're taking accident reports. They're doing a variety of duties, along with doing the traffic enforcement. And it comes down to we just don't have enough officers to cover every neighborhood that we're getting complaints on. The number of complaints for speeding in neighborhoods that Lieutenant McMillan has in his spreadsheet vastly outnumbers the number of officers we have at any given time. So we have to try to be strategic on where we go. Clearly, we try to hit the school zones very, very hard, both in the morning and the afternoon. But I absolutely wish I had more officers to put out on traffic enforcement, but absent increasing staffing to a large degree, we just don't have the numbers to do that. But, you know, we're going to continue to do our best as we can and to work with any neighborhoods as we can to come up with any kind of plans to try to help improve safety in their neighborhoods.
Very good. Thank you. All right, we'll move on to the rest of our meeting. We will have an update on the stop sign in the maintenance department. So next we'll go into our reorganization. So I'll move. There's a resolution for the Township 2023 reorganization. I will move that the day and hour of the regular trustee meetings for 2023 of the Board of Trustees be held on the first Thursday of the month at 6:30 p.m. All meetings will be held at 5111 South Old 3C Highway, Westerville, unless otherwise announced. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ooh. Whoever you want. Okay, Goodman.
I also
yes, go ahead.
Clarify that we will still hold, even though it's not part of the motion, still hold the third Thursday in case a second meeting is needed for any reason.
Yes. Thank you. Discussion?
Mr. Antoinette?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, we have township policies. So I'll move to retain the following policies: the Genoa Township personnel policies, the current police manual and regulations, the fire department policies, SOGs, directives, protocol for medical alarms, and emergency policy. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
I believe that was employment policy, emergency policy.
Oh, thank you.
You might want to amend.
Yes, I'll amend it to employment, not emergency. Roll call.
Mr. Antoinette?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes, motion carries. Next is a 2023 employment policies. I'll move to establish the following employment policies for 2023. The health insurance with vision, dental, life, and disabilities benefit for full-time employees, part-time employees, regularly scheduled for and working at least 1,560 hours per year, and all elected officials with a $150 per month copay for family coverage, $100 per month for employee with children, $100 per month for employee with spouse, and $50 per month copay for single individual coverage. Number two, no individual is permitted in the police, fire, maintenance, and administration buildings in the restricted areas except for employees of the township or as authorized by department leaders. Number three, use of tobacco products is prohibited in all township buildings, grounds, parks, and vehicles. Four, overnight overtime will be approved and documented by the administrator or department leader. Number five, employees required to attend meetings on their off-duty days will be compensated at their normal hourly rate. Salary employees will not be compensated. Do I have a second?
Second. And
discussion?
It was off-duty hours, not days.
Number five?
Five.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So I'll amend my motion.
And I will resecond.
Thank you. Discussion? Mr. Roll call?
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, we have an Ohio Public Employees Retirement System and the Ohio Police and Fire Compensation Plan contributions. So I'll move to make contributions to the Ohio Public Employees Retirement System and the Ohio Police and Fire Pension Plan for 2023 based on current Ohio law. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Yes.
Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. Next is the Maintenance, Parks, and Buildings and Grounds Department uniform policy. So I'll move to set the 2023 Maintenance, Parks, and Buildings and Grounds Department's clothing and boot allowance for all full-time and part-time employees. Replacement will be at the sole discretion of the director. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, there's an employee compensation resolution. So I'll move to approve Exhibit 1, 2023 Elected Officials and Employee Compensation as presented. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. Move to compensate members and alternatives of the Zoning Commission and Board of Zoning Appeals for 2023 at $60 per meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
I believe that should be, it should read per meeting attended as a clarification that the member must be, might be in attendance.
Okay, thank you. Good call. So I'll amend the motion to say per meeting attended.
And I will second.
Thank you.
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. On to other business. There's a resolution to appoint to the Delaware County Regional Planning Commission. So I'll move to appoint Joe Schaefer as the Genoa Township representative to Delaware County Regional Planning Commission for 2023, and Susan Dorsch and Paul Benson will serve as alternates. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, we have, should it be 2023 volunteer?
Yeah.
Firefighter Dependence Fund Board appointment. So I'll move to appoint the following to the Volunteer Firefighter Dependence Board Fund Board for 2023. It would be the board chair, which would be Renee Vaughn, and the board vice chair as the secretary, which would be Mark Antonetti. And also Brady Johnson, Joe Ponzi, and John McHale. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. Next is the appointment to the Board of Health, or the Health Board. So I'll move to appoint, it should be the chairperson, which would be Renee Vaughn, as the Genoa Township representative to the Health Board for 2023. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, I'll move to reimburse employees the IRS standard mileage rate for all employees and elected officials for business use of a personal vehicle. It must be approved by appropriate department leader. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, is this just for the year? Because this changes every year.
Yeah.
So this would just be for 2023.
Yeah.
Okay.
Each year, that's the same motions in there. Each year we use the given rate for that year.
Right.
And even if it changes mid-year, the motion would take care of that.
Okay.
Yep. Roll call?
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. I'll move to retain the Township Community Hall fees for 2023 on file in the office and on the Township website. Do I have a second?
Second.
I did look it up before the meeting. Currently, the Township Hall rents for $150 with a $250 deposit.
Mr. Antoinette?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. I'll move to retain the unchanged Township Park Shelter rental fees for 2023 on file in the office and on the Township website. Do I have a second?
Second.
Again, I looked it up. All of the shelters are $25, except for McNamara is $30. Roll call.
Mr. Antoinette?
Is there any discussion allowed on that?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
I would really, we talked for the last year at least,
yep,
about that being extremely low for the amount of usage that our parks get. I think we really need to think about that, and I thought we were going to discuss it at this meeting.
Oh, okay. I can tell you that the Parks Committee discussed it, I can't remember which month, but it's been this fall, mm-hmm, and they chose not to increase them,
and
if I remember correctly.
Did they give a reason?
They talked about not charging more for outside people because they were saying that they'll, if somebody outside the township wants to rent it, they'll find somebody who lives in the township to rent it for them so they can pay less. We don't have a ton of organizations coming in and renting it, but then I don't think they voted or if you do you remember how that conversation went, Bob?
You said it about right. They really didn't want to raise it because they thought they ought to keep them the same. Is it because the rentals were not that big a deal for businesses and organizations?
Right. We don't get a whole lot of them.
No.
Yeah, I don't think that was the question that I was asking. The concern that has been expressed previously is that McNamara is extremely hard to get into, mm-hmm, for $35. And it is, you know, literally twice the shelter as Freeman or more than some of the others. So the question is $35 the right amount for McNamara Park? And it has nothing to do with resident, non-resident function you're going to do there. I'm bringing up the point because it has come up in the past.
Yeah, I think I have mixed feelings because taxpayer dollars paid for the shelters. The parks levy pays for the parks, and then you're going to charge the residents more to use what they've paid for. So that's why I think it's a fair price. I think we should charge something because they are. It is wear and tear on the facility, but it is there for the residents, and they did pay for it. So, I mean, again, I'm could go both sides.
Well,
but
I'm
think
it up
should
for
be
discussion.
Yes, I think it should be a nominal fee. I don't think it should be an astronomical fee.
Do we know what the revenue is from that?
I don't have that figure right now.
Four figures? Five figures?
It's not huge.
No, I mean, like Connie said, the what we did. I think I did talk to Chrissy about what is used, how often these facilities are rented. McNamara is first to go. It's rented almost every weekend from, you know, the time the weather gets nice until it isn't. And then Freeman is next. But there is a significant gap between the amount of times Freeman is used versus McNamara. And it might be half the amount of time.
McNamara rented 200 days of the year, it'd be $7,000.
I was gonna say maybe $5,000 for the year.
Yeah, it's not much.
Is that 25 is just a deposit?
No, they don't get it back. It's a day. They get it per
day.
They
get it for a whole day.
Yeah, and it's 35 at McNamara, right?
I thought it's 30, yeah. I thought I looked it up. It's 30.
But there's also no deposit required on these.
Yeah.
No.
So you do any damage, we have no deposit. So
I'm in favor of a deposit. I think that makes sense, just to protect ourselves if something gets
damaged.
And
that also means more paperwork for Bob's staff.
Yeah.
So the refunding and so forth. And in fact, the admin office for the refunding.
But how does that work for?
The problem with the deposit for damage is that the parks are wide open. So if their party's done at 4 o'clock and the damage is done at 5, then there's really no secured building that we could go back and say, you look at the hole in the wall or whatever. So that's probably why that was done that way.
Unless you send someone over every time the party ended, but then you're paying that person.
Which you're not.
Right, right. So.
I don't mean to create an issue where
No, that's okay. So what is the feeling of the keeping it the same? I mean, I'm okay increasing it, but I wouldn't want to increase it much.
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking of a phenomenal increase. Okay. In fact, the 25 for the smaller parks seem fine. Mm-hmm. McNamara is the one that I question. A $5 difference, I just don't think that that's a lot when you're looking at the difference in the quality of the park.
Mm-hmm. How long have these fees been in place?
As long as I can remember. Yep.
About an increase?
No increase.
I can't remember. I think McNamara was just in the last few years it went up to 30, didn't it? But before that, it was the same very low $20 or $25 forever.
Yeah.
And I see your point, too, about the voters paid for, you know, a parks levy. So they're taking a little bit of their taxes. So this is a give back for them for passing our park levies, which is up this year. So.
We don't charge more for non-residents.
On the website, it says $75 for non-resident. But again, I think that
they get around that. They have somebody.
Yeah.
We're going to be changing that, right? Our standard fee is $75. If you live in the township, you get a discount.
Yeah.
That way, you're not charging the resident. People aren't residents. More.
Yeah.
That's what the Westfield Rec Center will tell you. Oh, we don't charge you more. We just charge your residents less.
Okay. I like your strategy.
The answer is to leave it as it is. Yeah. I'm fine with that, but I did commit to a number of folks to bring this up for discussion.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you. I think I'm okay leaving it this year. I mean, we'll discuss it again next year. Anybody else?
Fine.
Okay. You good? Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Antonetz?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Motion carries. I'll move to approve the Genoa Township Park Rules and Regulations for 2023 on file. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Antonetz?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
I'll move to set cemetery fees per cemetery fee schedule for 2023 on file. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
I'd like Bob's input on...
Okay.
Fees adequate?
Yeah, because they're adequate. We don't have any plots left. So only thing that we would be changed is opening closing. And that's fair now. It's $350 during the week and $500 on weekends.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I have any additional?
Okay.
Mr. Roll call? Antonetz? Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Motion carries. I'll move to approve the zoning fees for 2023 on file in the zoning office and on the township website. Do I have a second?
Second.
Again, I would ask Joe.
I was waiting.
If he could keep it under a half hour. There is a big game on. No, I just seriously, I don't know if your fees, you feel like your fees are competitive and adequate to cover your costs.
I mean, we never make money in the zoning department as far as that's concerned. But I haven't evaluated them lately, but I haven't had any kind of thought of needing to raise them.
Are developers complaining?
No.
Okay, that's too low.
I can't say I recall anyone really complaining. I think we're pretty fair and consistent with the area.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Antonetz?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. I'll move to approve the zoning forms for 2023 on file in the zoning office and on the township website. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
See, since your name's there. Okay.
Again.
Yeah. He wants your comment. Input.
Your form.
On the forms. Yeah, so basically where we stand with the forms is this is basically just a formality that acknowledging that we use them and continuing to allow us to use them. I believe a while back we had the discussion, we being the board and myself, that the board was no longer interested in me bringing the forms back to you every time I needed to add a comma or make any revisions, because it's really just all ministerial documents administrating the zoning resolution that you approve. So, you know, I can always bring them back to you and show you all the changes, and we continue to adjust them as we feel is necessary to get better applications and get what we need. But it just seems like we're moving away from that direction where I feel like the board is flying at that low on stuff for the better. So I'm happy with them.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Trantanez?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. I know. That's why we're giggling. All right. I'll move to approve the 2023 pay period schedule on file in the fiscal office. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Mr. Antonetz?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. I'll move to allow the fiscal office as needed to make supplemental appropriations within a fund at the legal level of control on the UAN accounting program. All other transfers require approval by the Board of Trustees. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Pat, you want to explain that a little bit?
There are just times that we have to, we appropriate our money, and there are times where we have to reappropriate, move money with any fund, not outside a fund, to another fund. And we have it gives me the ability to do that, but we still bring every one of those to you for review and vote. So it's just if a fund runs low for some reason, we have additional money here, we can move the money within the fund.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
We still bring all those to the board.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Antonetz?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. I'll move the Fiscal Office of Genoa Township is hereby authorized and directed to request the Delaware County Auditor to draw a warrant for an advance of tax monies collected on behalf of said township, but not yet disbursed pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 321.34. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Antonetz?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. I'll move that the annual salaries of the Genoa Township trustees and fiscal officer be paid equal monthly payments in accordance with the ORC sections 505.24 and 507.09. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Antonetz?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes, motion carries. I'll move to approve the annual township highway mileage certification of 94.394 miles for 2023.
No.
No?
2022.
2022?
That's accurate.
All right. 2022.
We don't get the new mileage from the state until after, I think it comes in February, late February.
Okay.
So that's actually accurate.
Okay. All right, so for 2022, this compares to 91.96 miles in 2021. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Antonetz? Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. Before we get into this next part, do you want to have a discussion on whether we're okay with staying with the committee that we were put on last year?
I like Joe Ponzi a lot, so I think I'll stay. No, seriously, I mean, I get a ton of valuable information from Joe, and I appreciate it. Transparency, and I think I'd get more value in another year, so I wouldn't mind staying on for another year.
I know last year I'd said I'm kind of in favor of rotating yearly, but now I've only been in parks a year. I'm okay staying another. I don't know how you feel.
I have police and communications. I like both of them. I've been on the other committees, but if you two are staying, I guess I'm keeping.
Well, I,
okay. I, can take
I yeah, I'm
I
open.
Can take
That's
one
why
off
I wanted
hand.
To have this conversation.
No, I'm happy to do both of them.
Okay. All right. Very good. So,
but I would like to see us rotate a little bit more going
I think after
forward.
Next year,
I think for Trustee Antonetti especially, it will be helpful for him to touch base with some of the other committees and learn more about them.
I agree. Okay. So we're all on the same page. All right. So I'll move to appoint Renee Vaughn as the trustee representative to the Parks Advisory Committee for 2023. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. I'll move to appoint Connie Goodman as the trustee representative to the Police Advisory Committee for 2023. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. I'll move to appoint Mark Antonetti as the trustee representative to the Fire Rescue EMS Advisory Committee for 2023. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. I'll move to appoint Connie Goodman to the trustee representative to the Communications Advisory Committee for 2023. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. So that concludes the reorganization section of this meeting. At this point, we do have other items that have come before the trustees that we need to address this evening. So we'll start with the fiscal officer report, and I'll turn it over to Pat Myers.
Thank you. Just a few things for you tonight. First of all, the financials for end of month, November, reconciled. Adjusted balances of $26,478,558.45. Investment accounts are $21,485,870.74, and the primary account of $4,992,685.71. Everything's cleared, no outstanding items, and I'll have that for your review and signature. Next, I have have some purchase orders I need approval for. We make our annual HSA deposit for employee health savings accounts. That deposit's been made. A then and out purchase order to Prairie Estates for medical expenses, and then a blanket purchase order for medical expenses of $36,000.
All right, I'll move to approve the following purchase orders: the HSA accounts employer annual deposits for $77,000, then and now purchase to Prairie State medical expenses, $64,126.74, and a blanket blanket purchase order for medical expenses for $36,000. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries.
Next, I ask for the annual purchase orders and blanket certificates approval. We would ask for approval of our annual purchase orders for services and so forth, and as well our blanket certificates that we put in place for non-specific purpose, but the ability to get things done within non-specific vendor but specific purpose. So that's $7,998,772.28.
I'll move to approve the 2023 annual purchase orders and blanket certificate as presented in the amount of $7,998,772.28 effective January 1, 2023. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Could you just give a brief explanation of that very precise number?
Down yes.
To 28 cents?
We've appropriated that exact amount in the blanket purchase orders that we've given to you. Some of them are very specific, a certain amount, some aren't. Some are blankets for non-specific vendors, but services. And that list was provided, and that's what the number came out to for everything. Administration, annual purchase orders, annual blankets, zoning, all the different. It's anything from American Electric Power to Columbia Gas, so that money's there to pay the bills.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Antonetti?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries.
I need some approval for the retroactive approval of some 2022 supplemental appropriations for the end of the year here. So we're, again, as you mentioned earlier, supplemental appropriations we do to
when a fund's low, we can move some money. We did this at the year end. So I just, as presented there, those.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll move to retroactively approve the 2022 supplemental appropriations as presented.
Second.
Thank you. Discussion?
Mr. Antonetts?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries.
And then one more approval of the 2022 permanent appropriation. It's amendment. $100,000 amendment for the self-insurance fund and employee fringe benefit fund.
I'll move to approve the 2022 permanent appropriation amendment in the self-insurance fund employee fringe benefits in the amount of $100,000. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Antonetts?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. Anything else?
I have nothing else.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Can I have a minute?
Yep.
Are you doing sign discussion now?
Do what?
Are you doing sign discussion now? Stop sign discussion, is that next?
Oh, I guess.
The only reason I say that's something to start
Yeah. We could do that. You want to go ahead and give us an update on the stop sign, the REA?
Yep, just for the general public this evening, the township.
Hold up. We're still going. We're still going.
The township had been waiting on one final REA. That was on Spring Run.
We're still having a meeting. If you could hold it down or take your conversations outside. Thank you.
The township is still waiting from the Delaware County Engineer's Office to perform the last REA that is located at Spring Run and Dunaway. We have not received anything yet. I'm sure there's probably a holdup due to vacations, et cetera, from the holidays. So as soon as we get those, the next meeting will present that to the board for their action.
So in short, we're in holding pattern.
We're in holding pattern at this time.
Still waiting game. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on. So the next, we have a memorandum of understanding, an MOU, for Article 15.1, wages in the International Association of Firefighters Local Number 4307. So I'll move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding, Article 15.1, wages as presented, increasing annual salaries and hourly rates from 2% to 3% effective January 1st, 2023. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. Do we wait?
Maybe I'll add a point of discussion.
Go ahead.
A quick comment here. Raising this, the union contract did say 2%. This will raise the rate to 3% in appreciation for all that our officers and fire folks, whichever one we're on right now, has done. They're
this
gonna
is
come,
fire.
Both come eventually.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is fire.
This is fire. So.
All right. Roll call.
Mr. Internet. Here.
Or no?
What's the question?
To this one.
Increase from 2 to 3%.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Antonetts?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on. Next, I'll move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding, Article 14.1, wages as presented, increasing annual salaries and hourly rates from 2% to 3% effective January 1st, 2023. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Yes. Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. I'll move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding, Article 14.1, wages as presented, increasing annual salaries and hourly rates from 2% to 3% effective January 1st, 2023. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Mr. Antoinette?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. Next, I'll turn it over to zoning and...
I'll do that.
You're going to do that? Okay. I'll turn it over to Paul Wise. Yeah.
I might have missed something, but did we, would we do it, the stop sign survey result discussion?
We gave
an update on the Spring Run and Dunaway, which we're still in a holding pattern because we have not received a decision on the REA that we submitted.
Okay.
All right.
So, trustees, we had a request from the attorney who worked for EPCON. He had sent the prosecutor a message and asked that the board look at rehearing that case since he believed that there was a potential conflict of interest with Trustee Vaughn. We had taken care of that question far before that hearing, whether or not Trustee Vaughn's participation should be involved or not. Our prosecutor sent an opinion that there's no conflict of interest because Renee lives beyond the 500-foot notification line of the board, of all the residents who are notified that are around developments. So the prosecutor requested that at least we ask the question again, since the attorney for the applicant asked that, does the board want to hold another hearing for this reason? And so if you, the board, would make a decision this evening.
Any thoughts? I'm not in favor. We'll just put that up.
I'm seeing your point in it.
I'm not in favor either. I don't believe that there would be anything new presented by the applicant. And I think it could set an undesirable precedent going forward for other cases. So I would say no.
So I'll pass on that the consensus of the board, unanimous consensus, is that there be no other hearing be held for that zoning case. Thank you. That's
Thank
all
you.
I had.
Thank you. All right, maintenance. I'll turn it over to Bob Matthews.
Our brine truck is 1989 or 91, and it's all rusted, and we tried to put the brine machine on a different truck, and we found this truck over at Liberty Township. It's old, but it's in good shape. It still runs, and they said they'd sell it to us for $100. And I figured for $100 and we get a couple years out of it, it's more than worth it.
Okay. I will move to authorize the purchase of a dump truck from the Board of Trustees of Liberty Township, Delaware County, Ohio, pursuant to RC 505.01 as presented. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, but... could we amend that to 505.101?
Yes, I missed the one. 505.01.
No.
101. See, I can't even do it when I'm told. Sorry. Yes, what she said. And I'll second it.
And I'll second what I said, okay?
Mr. Antoinette, Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Ms. Bond.
Yes, motion carries. Bob, I think that whole thing just is a symbol of your whole department. Just, you guys are all, you pinch every penny.
Yeah. Trying to.
I thought you meant old and broken down.
No. I'm just saying he pinches. I'm glad I clarified myself. He pinches every penny.
The only other thing that I'd like to tell the board is go geese go for the geese control. At Hillmar, I'm going to sign the contract tomorrow. It's $7,500 or $8,000, something like that. But I just wanted the board to know that I signed that contract tomorrow. If you had any concerns, I'd like to hear them now. The program has been working for the last 2 years. The geese droppings at Hillmar have been cut way down from what it was.
And I'll say fishing day is much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Okay, and while you're here, can you discuss the park restrooms?
During the snow event, we had the temperature cranked up in them at 88 degrees, but the wind with that temperature that quick froze the whole restrooms, and we have damage to four of the restrooms that we have. It froze the pipe solid. It took 3 days after Christmas before we got them thawed out. And they're still not open. We're still working on them right now, trying to get them back up. We did turn it into an insurance claim, and we got a $1,000 deductible. Right now, I think it's going to cost about $1,500 per restroom to get back up. But we're going to get back up, put insulation around the pipes, and even some insulation in the closet where the pipes have broke. So it's gotten more insulation. But I don't think it was extremely the cold. It was the wind that froze them. The wind came in the vents on the side of the building and just froze everything solid. So hopefully it will never happen again. But we're still planning on getting back up and still having to open them all winter.
That's where the break happened.
Pardon me?
Where did the breaks happen?
In that utility closet. Mm. It froze all the copper lines in there completely. And the new restrooms we just purchased for Hillmar and the gardens were designed with insulation and everything and a heater already in. These were retrofitted because they don't have insulation in the block at all. So they're going to be colder than the new ones anyway because they don't have insulation. When we bought them, we was only planning on having them open during the summers.
Mm-hmm. So can I ask a stupid question or make a recommendation?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we winterize these and shut the water off from the main?
That's what we used to do, winterize them every winter, but we wanted to try to keep them open because people do use them in the wintertime if they're open.
We get a lot of walkers out using the paths, and it's nice to use the restroom when you're out.
If it becomes every 2 or 3 week situation where they're freezing, I will come back to you and tell you this ain't going to work with them restroom. But right now, I think we can get them fixed and get them insulated better so they don't freeze no more.
Yep. Supposed to.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, I'll turn it over to police.
Good evening. I would ask the board to approve the request to participate in the tuition reimbursement program from Officer Max McCord, who's going after a Master of Public Administration at Liberty University with a concentration in disaster management program. And if approved, he would be eligible for a total of $6,000 per calendar year.
Okay, I'll move to approve the tuition reimbursement for Officer Maxwell McCord for a master's degree of public administration with a concentration in disaster management from Liberty University per Article 15, tuition reimbursement in the Ohio's Patrolmen's Benevolent Association Union Agreement. Reimbursement will be based upon final grades. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Antoinette?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries.
Next, I would ask for acceptance of a very generous donation from Ann and Donald Sleeper for $200, and they're designating this to go to the Operation Genoa Cares project that we launched to gather some care packages for our troops who are stationed overseas, the deputy chief's son and one of our officers, and this is to defray the mailing costs. If you look up at the screen, you can see We put this up on our Facebook page. This is them receiving the first shipment just prior to Christmas. The timing was great, and a lot of these young soldiers are not getting a whole lot from back home. I mean, they get letters and whatever else, but not the amount of items we got. And it goes to speak of just the amazing generosity of the residents in Genoa Township and the businesses and everybody that participated. We just thank everybody for that.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing the picture.
And we still have more boxes to send.
Very good. So I'll move to graciously accept a donation from Ann and Donald Sleeper in the amount of $200 to Operation Genoa Cares. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Antoinette?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Bond?
Yes. Motion carries.
Chief, if I could suggest, I stopped over there the other day, and there were a few items that couldn't be sent because they didn't meet the criteria.
Right.
If there would be a way to put a list somewhere that said, these are the items they want or need, these items we cannot take, that might be helpful.
Yeah, and I think
too.
We put that out there before, that basically it's non-perishable items, no liquids.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want games and socks or whatever, but just basically no non-liquids, but we can put something out again.
A reminder, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we'll keep doing it as long as we receive donations. I know they're there till later this year, so we'll keep sending it. Lastly, I just quick announcement that we are taking signups for our Citizen Police Academy starting, I believe, in March. And this time we're adding back, since COVID, we're adding back the jail tour and the range where you get to shoot the firearms. So we'd love to have as many people as possible sign up for that. I think fire is doing signups right now, too. Ours is more fun, obviously, but... I encourage also to sign up for fire. So that's all I have.
You too. Thank you, Chief. Since Chief Pons is here, do you have anything? Yes, he does.
Just on a quick note, we had, again, a very, very successful toy and food drive this year. Thanks go to Lisa, our administrative assistant, and a handful of members from the union. Well, I guess it's newly appointed office manager who coordinate all the efforts and get all these donated items to us. Mark, you were in the room the other night. We still have a sizable amount of leftovers that we have a couple organizations that we give those to help people out throughout the year. But the amount of stuff that we gave out this year is unbelievable. And again, it's just been another amazing year. And again, to mirror what Chief Gamble said, the generosity of the residents of Genoa Township just seems to know no limits. And we're very thankful for that. It allows us to help a lot of people. So that's all I had.
Very good. Thank you. Anything else? All right, I'll move to announcements. On January 11th, the Police Advisory Board is meeting. January 17th, Zoning Commission. January 12th, the Communications Advisory Committee. January 16th, offices will be closed for Martin Luther King Day. On January 24th, the Board of Zoning Appeals will meet. And February 1st, Parks Advisory Committee meeting, and the next regular trustee meeting will be February 2nd, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. There was no more business before the board, so I'll move to adjourn at 7:58 p.m. Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Antoinette.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes. Motion carries. We are now adjourned at 7:58. And nobody left. Everybody left. You think? I thought you said...